This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but will it be one of the last great days we have before the end of the world? Yeah, no, really, there are people on every side of the political spectrum who are suggesting that either right before the election or right after the election or at some time soon, we will be hit by an asteroid, the world will be destroyed. Seriously, Neil deGrasse Tyson actually says we may get an asteroid hit the day before the election. What does it all mean? Probably not much, any more than the amazing story of a poor farmer who built a shrine to Donald Trump in India and believes that it is working magic, or has believed that it was working magic for him. Speaking of working some magic, all eyes on the Trump campaign as they prepare for the debate tomorrow night. That's, of course, a lot of people are saying the last big chance to redirect the campaign and the debate, and not just the debate for tomorrow night, but the debate for the rest of the 13 days before the election. What should President Trump do? What should he emphasize? Where should he take the campaign? How does he win whatever undecided voters there are and push through to another upset victory like his victory in 2016. We will be talking about that. Also, a radical change in San Diego in their educational system. And they're talking about imposing the same kind of change on school districts around the country. What kind of change? Well, it de-emphasizes things like taking tests on time or behavior in the classroom or doing homework on time. Why? We will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. First of all, the end of the world. The Pat Robertson, who's 90 years old, on the 700 Club, had his own election prediction. But it wasn't from him. It was from a higher power. Clip number one, listen.
The election is coming up in just a few weeks, at which time, according to what I believe the Lord told me, the president is going to be reelected. I'm saying by all means, get out and vote for whoever you want to vote for, but by all means, let your voice be heard. But it's going to lead to civil unrest of a great proportion, then a war against Israel, and so forth and so on.
Okay, civil unrest here because the election is going to lead to a war against Israel? Not so sure, but Pat has it on good authority. After the election victory, he foresees this outcome.
It's going to be terrible. And Paul said sudden destruction is going to come upon you. And what I think, very frankly, is that the only thing that will fulfill what the word of Jesus, that I'm going to give you in a minute, is some kind of an asteroid strike on the globe. It's sudden destruction. It's not going to be some nuclear war. We're not going to be allowed to blow this earth up. But an asteroid coming down, I wrote one called The End of the Age, and it was an asteroid that's about 1 kilometer, about 6/10 of a mile, weighed about 3 billion pounds, came hurtling down.
Okay, there is an asteroid headed our way that is hurtling down. It does not weigh 3 billion pounds in this case. In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson confirmed that, yes, an asteroid is headed toward Earth. And I don't know if you've got a televangelist, and Pat should live and be well. Again, he's 90 years old and still works extraordinarily hard and productively to deliver his news through the 700 Club. Here is Neil deGrasse Tyson, certainly a television celebrity in his own right and a widely respected astronomer, confirming at least one aspect of Pat's prophecy, even though the timing's a bit different. Listen.
Though it is a cosmic threat, it doesn't mean in principle that we would have no control over it. There have been entire conferences related to asteroid mitigation. If one is headed our way, if it's the big one, what do we do? Do you blow it out of the sky? That'd be a very sort of macho thing, blowing stuff out of the sky. The problem is, in America, we're good at blowing stuff up and less good at knowing where the pieces will go afterwards. So this asteroid in particular, it's about the size of a refrigerator. Right, about 6 feet five, big and around. And so if that hit, by the way, there's a chance it will hit us in the uncertainty of the orbits on the day before Election Day.
Okay?
But at that size, asteroid will likely explode in midair. Or you'd see the light, you'd see the shock, you'd feel the shock wave, but it's not going to change civilization. It's not going to disrupt the grid. And we will definitely survive that. So if the world comes to an end in 2020, it won't be the fault of the universe.
Okay, at least they're not blaming this one on any politician. An asteroid the size of a refrigerator, I mean, if it's coming at you at 20,000 miles an hour, which they say it would be, that could do some damage, but it would have to be a direct hit on something. It does not appear that that would disrupt the election or call either side to bring about martial law or a coup or some kind of secret government takeover. The hysteria about what is going on politically, it seems to me, is destructive for our country. And James Clyburn, who is, of course, one of the deans of the House of Representatives. He's the third-ranking Democrat in the House. And James Clyburn of South Carolina, who was so important in Biden getting the nomination, uses analogies from the Jim Crow and slavery eras to talk about the impact of Amy Coney Barrett, who is still awaiting confirmation, which is supposed to take place on Monday. Here's what James Clyburn had to say. This is clip five.
Let's end on this. If Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court this week, if Joe Biden wins a presidential election, do you support a President Biden packing the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the Supreme Court is being packed now. That, I think,
but
we should not
but
get
more
beyond.
Justices. To, yes. To the question of more justices, adding them, is that... Is that a good idea?
Well, adding justices, I think we need to unpack the Supreme Court. There needs to be balance in the Supreme Court. You know, I know what the Supreme Court was like during the Dred Scott decision. I know what the Supreme Court was like during Plessy versus Ferguson. And I think that this court that we see developing now is a throwback to Plessy versus Ferguson.
You
and
do?
And even Dred Scott.
You do? You think it goes that
way? Absolutely, I do believe that.
Okay, there's not the slightest evidence of that. Plessy versus Ferguson was erased from the law books by a Supreme Court decision, a unanimous decision led by a Republican-appointed Chief Justice named Earl Warren in 1954. Plessy versus Ferguson is an 1896 case and a disgraceful case, and it was not a unanimous case. And there's not a single justice anywhere near the Supreme Court. Not Amy Coney Barrett and not Brett Kavanaugh and not Neil Gorsuch and not Clarence Thomas or Samuel Alito or John Roberts, anybody who agrees with the holding in Plessy versus Ferguson that said it was legal to mandate separate rail carriages for black people and white people, that it didn't violate people's 14th Amendment rights to equal protections of the laws, to have a law that said, no, if you're black, you can't ride in a certain rail car. This is ridiculous, and it's alarmist, and it's flat out wrong. There's actually a former Solicitor General of the United States. He was, and the guy's named Charles Freed. He's taught at Harvard for years and years and years. He was Solicitor General under Ronald Reagan. And he has some comments on this issue of court packing that I think are profound and insightful. It's an issue that Trump should emphasize tomorrow night. It's an issue that works for Republicans and for the president. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, it seems to me extraordinarily likely that the issue of Amy Coney Barrett and her confirmation and the possibility of Joe Biden and Democrats, if they win and they win control of the Senate and they win the presidency, that they would attempt to have Congress pass authorization to create new positions on the Supreme Court that Joe Biden could then fill. So that instead of having what people calculate as a 6-3 conservative majority, you'd add three new justices, so it would be 6-6 liberals versus conservatives. It's a terrible idea, and for a number of reasons that we can go into, but it's also a very unpopular idea. And the reason that I'm fairly certain that this will come up as a topic in the debate tomorrow night is because either during the debate, but much more likely before the debate tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to take its vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett, and then that's going to be sent onto the Senate floor for voting on Monday. Now, why are they waiting to vote until Monday? Because this is a very good issue for the president. The polling shows the American people want Judge Barrett to be confirmed, to become Justice Barrett. The American people do not like the idea of court packing, and Joe Biden has been unable to give a straight answer on this issue. And here's just one suggestion that I would imagine some smart people around President Trump would have come up with. And it relates very specifically to this issue. Because part of what has happened, and it's actually shameful, and it supports a line of argument that I'm not sure I entirely agree with, but it's a line of argument that President Trump has been putting forward very forcefully for a while, which is that the Democratic Party has gone so far over to the left, Joe Biden really is, he uses the term, the president, a Trojan horse. The radicals are going to take over any Biden administration. It won't be moderate at all. It will be very extreme. One of the proofs of that he can advance is the treatment of Dianne Feinstein. And if the president all of a sudden shows some sympathy for Dianne Feinstein, it'll be a very good thing. And she is being just hammered and talked about being removed from her position on the Judiciary Committee, where she's been serving since the earth cooled. And she's been hammered because she worked together smoothly with her colleague Lindsey Graham. And she actually said some kind things about Lindsey and the way that he had handled the hearing. We play that for you on the air. So as a result of that, of handling herself with class and dignity and a little bit of a hint of bipartisanship, which is what Biden is running, so-called, or supposedly, to provide, she is just being raked over the coals. Now, there are two illustrations. One has to do about what Chuck Schumer said yesterday in his press briefing when he was asked about responding to progressive groups that want to get rid of Senator Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee because she's too cooperative with Republicans. Here's what Senator Schumer said on clip 16.
Some progressive groups have spoken out criticizing Senator Feinstein for her handling of the hearings. I was wondering what you make of this criticism, and do you plan to make any changes to the Judiciary Committee?
Okay, I've had a long and serious talk with Senator Feinstein. That's all I'm going to say about it right now.
Long and serious talk? He's not going to defend his colleague for working with the opposition? There's another area that President Trump could hit when he's talking about Dianne Feinstein. And honestly, it's such an absurd story. It sounds like The Onion. Really, it does. Or the Babylon Bee. Actually, it sounds a little bit more like the Babylon Bee. But the San Francisco School Board, and they voted unanimously for this, voted to require 44 different schools, 44, to find a new name. And one of the schools that they want to give a new name to, it's not just Abraham Lincoln Middle School and not just George Washington High School and not just Thomas Jefferson Middle School, it's Dianne Feinstein Elementary School. Now, she was mayor of the city. She is a very popular figure in San Francisco. So why do they want to take her name off an elementary school? She's always been very proud of that. She's 87 years old. And so what exactly is the deal? Why is she being targeted to have her name removed? Honest to God, I spent about an hour trying to research this, and it wasn't easy to find. But the reason they gave in this committee that is now telling the people at Dianne Feinstein Elementary School, you got to come up with a new name, was in 1986, there was an episode involving a display of flags from around the world at San Francisco City Hall. And this is when Feinstein was still mayor of San Francisco. And somebody broke in, they had a display case, and took out the Confederate flag, which was displayed with other historic flags and other flags that had been used by various nations. They took out the Confederate flag, and they wrote things on it, and they ripped it up, and they tore it up and destroyed it. And as mayor, she ordered that it be replaced in the display. The display is no longer there. But this is why you can't have an elementary school named after her? I mean, this is nuttiness. Look, if President Trump just showed a little support for Senator Feinstein, no, it's not going to help him win California, but it's going to help him by associating himself with the less insane aspects of the Democratic Party at this moment. And that, it seems to me, is a very important thing. There are a number of pieces that are very, very good. And one of them by Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal, one by Mark Thiessen, who's a very strong supporter of President Trump, but advises him to stay away from the Hunter Biden topic and to focus on people's lives and their concerns for their family rather than their concerns about the Biden family. I honestly believe that people on the right who believe that talking about Hunter Biden was at a terribly messy, painful, and not particularly honorable life, but that focusing on the candidate's son at this stage in the campaign, especially at a stage when coronavirus testing, deaths, everything is going up. Here in Seattle, people who follow the Seattle Times, front page is the idea that the hospitalizations are rising so quickly for coronavirus. It could be a problem here where we thought things were under control, and it could be the dreaded second wave. And there are states throughout the Midwest, crucial swing states, where actually they're having the highest numbers ever of deaths and hospitalizations. With that going on, that's going to be something the candidates need to address and almost surely will be asked to. How do I know? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges relating to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma has agreed to plead guilty to charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violations of an anti-kickback law. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen says the settlement will provide resources to continue the fight against opioid addiction.
So today's announcement involves one of the most important participants in the supply chain of prescription opioids at the manufacturer level, and a resolution which, if approved by the court, will redress past wrongs and will also provide extraordinary new resources for the treatment and care of those affected by opioids addiction.
The company has long faced accusations that its actions helped start the opioid crisis in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of debate.
You always butt into everybody. You never give anybody a chance to finish. You give them a chance to talk, but whenever you want. I don't know why you profess such hate against people if they don't agree with you.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, no hate, but a great deal of excitement as we hurtle forward toward Election Day, 13 days from now. I mentioned earlier that I thought that it was only a winning issue for President Trump to talk about the Supreme Court, to claim credit for his outstanding appointments, and they have been outstanding appointments, of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, ACB, as the world already knows her. And one of the things that he has to make sure that happens, if Kristen Welker, who is going to be moderating the debate, doesn't put Biden under some pressure to give that answer that everybody's been waiting for about whether he'll pursue court packing, then President Trump ought to do it. And what's interesting is there's very good advice for Biden that appeared in the New York Times today about this issue of court packing. Now, why do I think it's such good advice? It's very similar to what I said about this about 3 weeks ago, and which is the obvious thing to say, but it's said extremely well and elegantly by a former Solicitor General of the United States under Reagan. His name is Charles Freed. He's now a law professor at Harvard, has been for years. He writes this. He says, before going forth on any enlargement plan, in other words, adding new justices to the court, a Biden administration would do well to see if the Supreme Court might not heed the lesson of history. Consider the well-known episode in indelibly judged as President Franklin Roosevelt's failed court packing plan. The reason it's judged as failed is because he put a bill before the Congress, and despite the fact that Democrats completely dominated both houses, it didn't go anywhere because there was no public support for it. Mr. Roosevelt waited to propose his judicial procedures reform legislation until 1937, after his first 4 years in office, during which the reactionary Supreme Court majority relentlessly obstructed desperately needed experiments to combat the Great Depression. I actually think some of those court decisions were entirely appropriate. I don't agree with Professor Fried on that, but he continues. President Roosevelt's move is viewed as a rare failure for a master politician, but was it? Immediately after his proposal was unveiled, the court ruled 5-4 that the Wagner Act, restructuring American labor law and relations, was constitutional. And a spate of pro-New Deal decisions followed. The very threat of court packing and the passage of time made this nuclear option unnecessary. What they said about it at the time, they said that there was a change of one vote. It was Justice Jackson on the court at the time. And they said his change of votes to start upholding the New Deal was the switch in time that saved nine. Get it? Stitch in time saves nine? Saves nine, meaning saving nine members of the Supreme Court. Okay, what he is suggesting is obviously the right thing, is for Biden to say he has no current plans to enlarge the court. But if the Supreme Court, under Justice Barrett, and I think it's very doubtful that will happen, starts making sweeping rulings that are out of the constitutional mainstream, that really disrupt our judicial traditions, then I would consider it. Which is a way of saying I won't ever consider it, because I don't think there's any chance that with justices like Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Roberts and Barrett, that the court will head in that direction. And Trump can give that opinion, too, if he could just explain to people that part of what it means to be a conservative court is basically to let the people decide through their legislatures, through their elected representatives in Congress, and as president of the United States, is not to overrule the political branches unless the political branches go off the rails. That's the whole idea of giving the court that kind of power, because obviously it is not power that is directly related to the people or that allow the people to hold the court accountable. Mark Thiessen is a terrific writer, terrific columnist. He was also a prominent speechwriter in the Bush administration. And he has a terrific column that I agree with entirely today, and I'm hoping to speak to him about it at some point. But it has to do with the debate tomorrow night. And he argues in his column that Trump needs to stop talking about Hunter Biden and start winning over reluctant voters. And I think he's entirely correct. Here's what President Trump needs to understand, Mark Thiessen writes. This election is not going to turn on Hunter Biden. While the story might energize the president's base, it won't help him win over voters who are not already supporting his reelection. Americans already know that Hunter Biden was flying around the world cashing in on his father's name and public office, and that Joe Biden allowed him to do it. How they feel about this is already baked into their votes. Right now, in the midst of a pandemic-induced recession, they care more about their own families than Joe Biden's family. Unfortunately, the president is talking nonstop about the Biden family, calling it a criminal enterprise. That's just not the closing argument Trump needs to make before Election Day. Mark Thiessen writes, his closing argument should be, I will restore the strong economy you loved before the pandemic hit, and Biden would ruin it with a massive tax increase and socialist spending. He writes that railing about Hunter Biden does nothing to advance that message. Neither does telling a reporter that Biden is a criminal, and you know who's criminal here? You're a criminal for not reporting it. Quite the opposite. This kind of talk helps Biden by showcasing everything these voters dislike about the president. If that is Trump's tone and message during Thursday's debate, it will be a disaster. And I believe that's correct. And there are a number of stories and a number of opinion pieces that indicate that, people recognize that. Trump has to sketch out a hopeful vision of what he could accomplish in the next 4 years. That if he is given another 4 years in the White House, it's not just to protect people against the dangers of Joe Biden, as real as they may be. But if Trump is given another 4 years in the White House, it's to achieve what exactly? And that, it seems to me, is a question that he will need to confront. I do think that Christine Welker is going to get into some of these issues when she talks about race in America. She's announced that as one of the six subjects that are going to be covered in six different 15-minute segments. So for 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about race in America, which is a tough kind of thing if you're going to get into debates involving 400 years of history. But okay. And what is important here is not for President Trump simply to say, I've done more for black people than any president since Abraham Lincoln, which gets a very ridiculous and not credible response. Because, again, people who know history, and certainly most African-Americans, and that's not what people feel. If that were true, then how would President Trump explain his struggling standing with black voters in the polls? Though there are a lot of folks, including Ice Cube, who are saying Trump may surprise people by going well above the 8% he got last time. So what does the president talk about? Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal has a great perspective on what he needs to do. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were talking before about the idea that that the Trump campaign has been talking about for a long time, that there may be greater strength in the black community behind President Trump than most of the polls are projecting right now. And part of it may be because the Republicans are doing very well in voter registration. And this goes against the narrative that the election is already baked, it's already finished, it's already over. It's not. Charlemagne the God, who is the very popular, apparently, talk radio host in New York City, he is the guy who was interviewing Joe Biden when Joe Biden made that awful statement, said if you don't vote for me, if you don't already know why you're voting for me over Trump, then you ain't black. I mean, even saying you ain't, I don't think the Biden family spoke like that at home when when he was being raised in his, yes, lower middle class Irish Catholic home. Anyway, Charlemagne the God said this about President Trump reaching out to talk to younger voters in the black community. Clip 22.
When it comes to those black people you say you see who may be, you know, showing support for Trump, I just think, you know, it's because Trump is actually talking to young black male voters. He's directing ads towards them. They are a group that, you know, never get courted. I mean, black people don't get courted either as a whole, but that old Democratic regime, it speaks to old black men, and they think everyone else in the black community, the black family, is just supposed to fall in line. They know black women are going to show up regardless, and, you know, they, like I said, they speak to older black men, and they think the rest of us all speak the same language. So Trump is targeting young black males, and promo and marketing, it works.
Okay, and then there's also the factor of the birthday party. Kanye West is on the ballot. I believe it's at least in four states, maybe six. And some of them are crucial states. Will he draw black votes away from Biden? Votes that Biden desperately needs. Who knows? It's one of the reasons that Jason Riley writes today. He, of course, is the very prominent black conservative who is just an indispensable columnist for the New York Times. He writes, fortunately for Donald Trump and his supporters, a lot can happen in the final 2 weeks of a presidential election, 13 days to Election Day. 4 years ago, at this time, Hillary Clinton was leading by 6.8 points in national polls, and she eventually lost. that lead of hers had been cut to 3 points in the average of polls by Election Day. And that's one of the things that Trump campaign is hoping for, is that the lead for Biden will be cut, and then it'll be just a few points on Election Day, and they'll have a superior Election Day turnout operation and win another surprise victory. He says that, 8 years earlier, so back in 2008, Barack Obama was leading by a nearly identical 6.9 points and won, but he only won by 3 points. And Hillary, all of this is to say that what polls say a couple of weeks before Election Day, it's not necessarily dispositive. He says the response that you often hear from Trump supporters is that the polls are all phony anyway. And what Jason Riley writes is this. He says, placing your faith in the inaccuracy of the polls is risky for at least two reasons. First, polling for the 2018 midterm elections, as well as for off-year gubernatorial races and special elections, has been surprisingly accurate. Second, a repeat of 2016 would require not only widespread polling errors, but errors that once again all work in Mr. Trump's favor, and which is certainly possible, but it's not very likely. Joe Biden, he writes, has led the current race for months, and the Real Clear Politics polling average currently puts him at 8.6 points ahead. The latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll has him up by 11 points. And the most recent Fox News poll has him leading by 10. More significantly, Mr. Biden is ahead in the battlegrounds that are expected to decide the race. He says Mr. Trump wanted to run against a divisive leftist firebrand. Instead, he found himself facing an amiable journeyman who is best known for his pragmatism and ability to play well with others. Nevertheless, Mr. Trump has spent the campaign trying to redefine his opponent, which has left less time to make the case for his own reelection. And he writes, and I think it's spot on, he writes that Mr. Trump spends time attacking Anthony Fauci and Hunter Biden, you could even add now, and Bill Barr, or calling for his political rivals to be jailed. That may go over well at his rallies, but it's not clear how it gets him any closer to a second term. The president's problem isn't a lack of enthusiasm among his supporters. It's a lack of supporters, which is why he's trailing. And what you need to do is basically neutralize some of the things that are hurting your campaign and emphasize some of the things that can help your campaign. And here let me go back to Mark Thiessen, because he recalls another presidential candidate, incumbent, who was way behind in the polls. His name was George W. Bush back in 2004. And he delivered a message targeted at reluctant Bush voters. What he said in his acceptance speech, he said, in the last 4 years, you and I have come to know each other. Even when we don't agree, at least you know what I believe and where I stand. You may have noticed I have a few flaws, too. Some folks look at me and see a certain swagger, which in Texas is called walking. Now and then I come across as a little too blunt. And for that, we can all thank the white-haired lady sitting right up there. And he pointed up to Barbara Bush. And then Mark Thiessen says, the message was, I know I rubbed some of you the wrong way, I get it, but here is why you should vote for me anyway. That self-awareness gave reluctant Bush voters permission to vote for him, despite his perceived flaws. Trump has not sent a similar message yet to his reluctant voters. It's not too late to do so. But he needs to stop wasting his closing arguments talking about Hunter Biden's family and focus instead on these voters' families. I don't know if Mark Thiessen was a speechwriter for Bush and actually wrote those lines that he is talking about, but they're good lines. And part of the reason that George W. Bush won, and he won decisively against John Kerry, he ended up winning a majority with 51% of the vote to John Kerry's 48%. And part of the reason he won is because Bush himself was more popular than his policies. By 2004, there were already big doubts about the Iraq War. There were already big doubts about the economy. There were already big doubts about every aspect of President Bush. But people liked him. They thought he was a good guy. So he could say things about being blunt and us getting to know each other. There are millions and millions of Americans who like President Trump. But there are other millions who just can't handle the guy and wish he would get out of his own way. And the fact here is that Trump has the opposite problem of Bush. Bush had unpopular policies, but a popular personality. And the one thing that Trump needs to avoid above everything else tomorrow night, if he wants to make this election tight and he wants to turn it around and win it, is confirming people's feelings about Trump, that he is a nasty and chaotic and erratic guy who just goes ruthlessly after his opponents. It's why all the polling in every study indicates that that first debate wasn't a success. And it's why I believe, actually, the decision they've made about keeping the microphones off when the other guy is speaking and giving his opening statement, it's going to help Trump. It will. It will help him have a better debate performance, which is a big focus right now in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School is back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.